Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's
talk about it. We're back here again this Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to just talk about it. What do you want to talk about on today? If you have a topic that you want to talk about, amen, come on, press 1. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Amen. Hope everybody's doing good this Monday, this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let's talk about it. I guess I'll get started here. I want to talk about being equally yoked. I want to talk about that. Are we equally yoked in our relationships and understanding what that looks like and what does it mean to be equally yoked or being not equally yoked? Let's say like that. The Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked, but be yoked to those that are like-minded or Christ-minded. So when we look at the context of being, you know, equally yoked or unequally yoked, I should say, in the context of human relationships, to be unequally yoked with unbelievers in this world or in our or the community, to be in a situation that binds you to the decisions and actions of people who have values or purposes that are not compatible with Jesus' values and purposes. Do you find yourself being unequally yoked in your relationships? A lot of times we like to think about being unequally yoked in a marriage and what that looks like. Anything that we are yoking ourselves to, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's in a friendship or any type of relationship, being unequally yoked. So the Bible says, how can two agree? How can two walk together unless they agree? You'll find that when you're unequally yoked with someone, you're not able to agree. You can't move anywhere. You're always going backwards. There's always an argument. There's always a dispute because you are unequally yoked. And a lot of people say, well, can I ever get to that point where we're actually equally yoked? And what does that look like? Let's talk about it. Come on, let's press 1. We come to talk about it on today. Press 1 as we talk about being unequally yoked. And whatever you want to talk about, let's talk about it. Press 1 at this time. I'm waiting for somebody to press 1. Come on, come on. Don't be shy on today. Let's talk about it. Amen, amen. Can y'all hear me? Want to make sure you all can hear me out there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
All right, hallelujah, glory to God. All right, Twan. All right, let's talk about it. Your line is open. Last 4 digits of your number, 0903. Twan? Okay, I can't.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Go ahead. Let's talk about it. Yay.
Yes. Being unequally yoked in a relationship is something that I can relate to. And, you know, it's hard when you just love people and you come to that realization that that the person, that the people that you love may be unequally yoked, you know. And you can tell when there is confusion or it's off. And I've realized that is like when you'll hear something from God or, you know, you have an assignment or you feel like you're assigned to people. And when you come to find out that, you know, you're at a point where that person where God has to take over and there's no longer your assignment, you know, or it never was your assignment to begin with. But your heart for people is what led y'all to be, you know, in friendship, you know, or in a relationship. And when you find out that you're equally yoked, it I've experienced it, and it was quite difficult to let go, to let go of that. And I would pray about it, and I would ask God, but why? You know, I'm used to having long-term relationships. You know, I'm a person that's used to having friendships for a long time. So when friends stop talking to me or when people just come and go, that's something that I've had to pray about and ask God, you know, what is this about? And clearly I heard with a specific friend that God said, you know, you have to step out so that I could step in. And I told that friend that, and I just couldn't explain. I couldn't explain what it was, but I was just like, I just don't feel like I'm assigned to you. I feel like I have nothing to give. I can't really explain it. But all I heard was when I was praying that the Holy Spirit say, step out so I can step in. And that person didn't agree. But then I would pray about it and pray about it. And, you know, the Holy Spirit put in my heart to reach out to this person. And after I talked to this person, I said, well, God, maybe it's not right now. Maybe, you know, what's meant to be will come back around. But the Holy Spirit had it to where when we talked, it was just confirmation. You know, God says, hey, this is not your, it's not your job to save everybody. You know, you can't. Step in, you know, step out so that I can step in. It's not for you to take credit. It's not for you to try to save everybody. You know, you've done what you can do. You've done what you're supposed to do. And that's all, sometimes all that you can do, you know. So I personally have experienced being unequally yoked, you know. But, you know, just to continue to love and pray, yeah.
Amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in right now. But let's talk about it. We're talking about not just being unequally yoked, but if there's anything that's on your heart, anything that you're dealing with, anything that's troubling you, whatever it may be that you want to talk about, let's talk about it. Let's get it out. Amen. Let's get those things out that we can be, so we can receive a great pouring in, so we can move some things out the way so that we can receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, Tawana. Thank you for your comments on today. As we're talking about being unequally yoked, we're not limited to that conversation. But as we're talking about to be unequally yoked with someone, is someone that is not like-minded thinking. They're not like-minded thinking. You all don't think alike. You can't get on one accord because you're unequally yoked. You begin to suffer from delusions of grandeur whenever you think that other people are not your equal simply because they have different beliefs to you. Man is not judged by his thoughts, but by his words and his actions. Amen. So when you are not, when you're unequally yoked, amen, because a lot of times we have yoked ourselves with people that we have not been called to. This is a decision that we made on our own for whatever reason it is. Again, the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? When you're unequally yoked, again, you will find yourself always bumping heads. Always, it's always a confrontation. There's always the spirit of jealousy is there. The spirit of confusion is living there. The spirit of competitiveness is there. The spirit of bitterness and resentment is there. And if you've been in those type of relationship and you think back on it, you realize, wait a minute, I was unequally yoked. And you're trying to make that thing fit. You said it's a key, but it doesn't go into this particular lock. It's actually a key, but it doesn't work because it's not for that particular lock. And you're trying to force that thing and say, wait a minute, this is a key and this is a lock, and it should work, but it's not fit for that particular lock. So while you're trying to yoke yourself with someone that's not equally yoked, you'll have a hard time getting in or getting breakthrough. And I use that analogy as far as a key and lock. You know, I have a key ring that has all these different keys on it. Some keys don't go to nothing anymore. It's just keys that's on the ring I haven't taken out. But there are keys that actually fit the lock. But sometimes I'm trying to put the key in that don't work, but yet it's still a key. And yet still this is a lock, and I got a key, but that key does not open. But I find myself being able to get the key in that doesn't go to the lock. The only thing happens is that once I get it in, I can't do nothing with it. It won't move to the left, won't move to the right. It's just in there. So it's not easy to yoke to be able to move, to be able to progress in a way that will open up a blessing, that will open up a way where you'll have that peace, will help open up the way where you'll have that understanding, amen, because now you can move when you're yoked with the right person. I'm not saying that in relationships, and I'm not just talking about marriage, and I'm just talking about a relationship between girlfriend and boyfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, or whatever relationship. I'm talking about relationships together. When you have a relationship with someone that you have been called to or that you are equally yoked to, you'll find it to be a lot easier, able to move. You see progress, you know, because a lot of times when we unequally yoke with someone, it may look like progress, but you just wait a minute, it'll be a big setback. You'll find yourself taking two steps forward just to take 10 steps backwards in a relationship with someone, whether it be business, whether it be personal. You'll find yourself taking more losses than wins. You find yourself being knocked down most of the time than the time you're standing up making movements. Let's talk about it. What's on your heart today that you would like to talk about? If you'd like to elaborate on the topic today as we're talking about, let's talk about it. We'll move on to the next thing. Press one. Let's talk about it. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. We got a quiet audience on today. Well, let's talk about it. What I do want to talk about since we're talking about being unequally yoked, I want to talk about marriage. A lot of us are in marriages, and we find ourselves, and I want to talk particularly to the body of Christ, those of us that are in the body of Christ. When we talk about our marriage and when we first come together, we, you know, we make this commitment to God to and to the one that we married to love and to death do us part. But somehow we always are relying on the divorce. Somehow we always keep divorce, you know, part of the whole thing. See, marriage is not for divorce. God did not create divorce ever for us to be able to divorce. He called us to be together, be one, and to live this life together. There will be ups and downs and difficulties. And I want to bring back when we're being unequally yoked with people that we have called for ourselves, when we have come into agreement for ourselves. We've decided this is who we want. And a lot of times we'll go to the altar with someone that we know that we're not equally yoked with. We know that this is not the one, and then we want to force that thing to work. So now that we're in a marriage, and I'm talking to the body of Christ, that we've entered into a marriage with someone that we may be yoked with, but we're having problems, because I'm not saying that you're not going to have some problems, but are we're entering into a marriage with people that we're not equally yoked with, and we're having problems. How do we discern to know, okay, is this a marriage that God has called, or is this a marriage that I have yoked myself with someone that I'm not equally yoked with, but I'm trying to steady make this thing work? What does that look like? How do I step out of it so that I can really see what's going on? You know, and can we get to a point in this marriage where we could be equally yoked together? Because my thing is, when you and Christ enters in on the inside of you, man or woman, this is the only way we could truly be equally yoked. Amen. Because we have Christ operating on the inside. So when you find that your spouse or the one that you're married to, is you're not able to move because, one, you're not equally yoked because y'all both don't have Christ operating on the inside. So one of the two have to look at ourselves and say, hey, hold on. Wait a minute. Are you really who you say you are? Are you really that man and woman of God? If, you know, when I married you, you say, I have the love of God. I'm a man of God. I'm a man or woman. Why can't we get nowhere? Why can't we go to God first? Why are we not keeping God in the center of our marriage? Why is it that we're running to everything else but to God? You know, are we equally yoked? Do we really have Christ operating on the inside? If we both have Christ operating on the inside, we should be able to come together. Hallelujah. In those times of difficulties, we're not being stagnant, but now we're able to talk about those things. And guess what? We're able to move forward. We're able to come to an understanding that allows us to be free, and that we can continue to go forward and not backwards. That we won't continue to hurt one another. We won't continue to speak those words that discourage or destroy, but to encourage and uplift one another. When we're talking about today, if you're just now tuning in on Let's Talk About It, being unequally yoked now in a marriage and what that looks like, and how can we be equally yoked in the marriage with someone that is, you may have started off with not being equally yoked, but how do we get to that point where now we're yoked? Amen. We're equally yoked and we're operating and we're moving. Amen. We're moving that, because what happens if you marry someone and they never was there and you knew that and you went to God, like, because God will speak to us. Amen. And sometimes we got to look at ourselves and say, am I listening to God or am I listening to myself? Am I allowing my flesh to take over? But at some point, if you have Christ on the inside, you're able to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, because he doesn't come to condemn, but he comes to convict us, so that we're convicted in our ways to get back right, where God, to get back in position. So now we're able to forgive and we're able to move forward. We're able to walk in the blessing that God has for us as a married couple, as man and woman. Let's talk about it. Press 1 if you want to elaborate on the topic on today, or if there's something that you want to talk about, let's talk about it. Press 1. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 20s, you want to add something to the subject on today? I know we just talking, nobody else raising their hand.
Yes, I mean, I personally have dealt with that in marriage, me feeling that, you know, when things are going wrong, yes, I feel like God has called us to be together as husband and wife, but then you don't operate in the ways that God will see fit or God has put in place for man and woman, you know, husband and wife to operate. You know, Ephesians, when it tells you about how a man should love his wife like Christ loved the church, and a woman should submit to her man, but really, you know, coming to get an understanding about it and operating it. You hear it, but operating in it when times are hard, it could be difficult sometimes, you know. So in me, in the adversity and, you know, in the hard times, I have had to step aside and just kind of go aside and really pray and go to God. And what God did for me was to say, because I will always go to God about my spouse, God, my spouse need help. You know, you better get him. I need, you know, we ain't doing this, he doing this, and just pointing a finger. But what God would do for me is pull me aside when I was seeking him, and would show me. And in return, God would showed me how exactly how I was feeling is how he felt. So God would say, once you submit to me, like you want to have your spouse, you want your spouse to follow the scripture, or you want your spouse, you saying your spouse is unequally yoked, but you not yoked to me. And when you yoke to me, you know, it makes all the difference. And I think both have to do that and submit themselves to the will of God in order for things to work.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank you for elaborating on that. And I just thank God for when we can look at ourselves. And that's what I said about being in Christ and Christ in us. Amen, that we can hear from the Holy Spirit and turn from that way. Amen, so that we can operate, so that we can move and we can be equally yoked. God bless you, Twan. I'll be coming back to you here and now and then since your hand is up. You know, let's talk about it. And I do want to talk about this. I'm looking at the scripture in the book of Hosea, chapter 2 and 6. And the reason why I'm going there is because in the book of Hosea, if you all know the story of Hosea, God told him to go marry a prostitute. He told him to go, he said, go marry her, which he did. So he said, while he's marrying her, she has all these affairs and, you know, she's cheating. She's out there with different men and she's drinking. She's doing all this kind of stuff. And so Gomer divorced her. I mean, Hosea divorced her. Gomer is the wife. Hosea divorced Gomer. And she's out there with all her lovers and her fine linen and wine. And God said, I'm going to hedge her in. And I'm gonna find that scripture here. So what he did, he brought her back to him, to his her first love, which was God. And so he hedged her in, and he took her, and then he told Hosea, now go marry her again. So that was unequally yoked. God had to come into the picture. Amen. Hallelujah. Hedge her back in. Bring her back to him. So there's a pouring in right here to say I'm gonna go back and marry her again, because now I fixed it. That was broken. I cut off all those things that was keeping her away from being what I've called her to be for you in this walk. Amen. So as we're talking about being equally and unequally yoked in relationships, and particularly right now in marriage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to go and find that scripture. I believe it's in Hosea 2, verse 6. Hosea chapter 2,
Hosea,
verse 6.
Chapter 2.
Give me just one moment.
Say
here.
To your brethren, my people, and to your
one
sisters.
One moment, y'all can't
mercy
hear that, but let's see.
Bring charges against your mother. Bring charges, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband.
I'm coming, you all.
Put away her harlotries from her sight, and her adulteries from between
so,
her breasts.
So, this is the book of Hosea, you all, and that's going to be chapter 2, verse 6. And as you all, if you could hear, was reading. I had my audio Bible on there as we're talking about it. You know, let's talk about it. Press 1 at this time. I know I heard from Twan, but there's anyone else that likes to elaborate on this particular topic. You've been married or been in a relationship, whether it's been business, a business relationship, a personal relationship, or in your marriage, that you can give us some insight and how you overcome that. And or do you feel like you've been, some people have been married 15, 20 years, 30 years, and, you know, and I've heard people that have been married longer than I have to say, you know what, we're always able to come back together, because you're wondering how you all been married this long, and to really, because you never really hear anybody say, you know, oh, marriage is good, you know, I have a really good marriage, it's a happy marriage. And you know, you hear people say, oh, marriages work,
oh, it ain't going to always be good. It ain't going to always be that. But when we talk about marriage, what is the beauty of marriage? What did God call us to be in marriage? And why did God call us to be in marriage? You know, and why did God ordain, you know, man and woman to marry? And we know it is to multiply, but there's goodness there. All God created was good, and it was for the good. When God created Eve for Adam, it was for his good, because when he saw Adam by himself, he said, it's not good for man to be alone. So he said, I'm going to make him a helpmate. And so he did. Amen. So when God made Adam and Eve, you know, Eve for Adam, amen, to be on one accord, to be equally yoked, when he created them, it was for them, for man to be above woman, or woman to be above man, but he made them to be equal to one another. Amen. So being equal to one another, being able to be equally yoked. Hallelujah. So when you find that you're in a relationship with someone, friendship or marriage, and particularly, and being equally yoked with that person, you'll find that things seem to be a little more easy. You can talk and nobody's getting offended. You know, sometimes you can't even talk to a person because they're full of the spirit of offense, or they become defensive. You know, because, oh, you said this is kind of way. Oh, we can't do this because we're not on one accord, because we are unequally yoked. What do you do about that? When you realize I'm in a relationship, I'm in something with someone, and we're not equally yoked to one another. And that's even in friendship. That's even in friendship. You met someone, you was like, oh my goodness, this is a good person. I love their spirit. I would love to hang out with them. And then you get on the phone and you hang out with them and you talk to them and you realize, you know what, she's not my kind of person, or he's not my kind of person. I can't really hang it with him like that. I can see him, you know, at work and, you know, say hey and hi and bye. But when I get a chance to know this person, I realize we're not for each other. And I'm not just talking about, you know, in a heterosexual relationship. I'm talking about even in a friendship between your a man and a woman and a woman, a man and a man, your homeboy, your homegirl, where you realize I can't even have that type of friendship with them because we're not on one accord. We're not equally yoked. And even when you try to have this thing, it would always, that spirit of either resentment, bitterness, jealousy, confusion will always rear its ugly head each and every time. When y'all can't do anything, you can't go anywhere, it's always going to be a fight. It's going to always be a coming against one another. It's always going to be some type of something that's going to cause destruction, or it's going to cause a shutdown in communication. Talk about it. Press 1 at this time if you want to talk about it. Let's talk about it right now today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Looks like we have Minister Learn. Minister Learn, God bless you. Welcome. Let's talk about it.
Amen. What I would say in these different situations that we find ourselves in, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit has to be the one that we're listening to.
Amen.
Not listening to our flesh or what we, or even the past, because sometimes a person can have a past history with you and you're going on the past, but sometimes that person can change. It's like when I had a situation in my marriage where we were not walking in agreement. And Amos, it says, how two can walk together except they be agreed.
Wow.
And at that point, I was going to leave the marriage, and I prayed to God, and he told me, stay in the marriage, it's going to get better. Now, what if I hadn't listened, you know? So, and it did get better, and it did turn around. So, like Pastor Dominic Mann was saying, we're going to have those situations, but if God is in you, and if God is in them, then we can work through whatever the problem is, because we're going to have problems. We're going to have situations. And so, the sooner we can resolve it, the better it is for the relationship. We shouldn't let things harbor. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. I've been blessed that in my relationship, before the day has ended, we was able to be at peace and let it go. Not that it didn't come up again, but we didn't lay down with it. So that would be the thing I would say in our relationship. Let's not lay down with it. I've heard stories where people laid down and the person got sick and then they died, not in their sleep, but soon after that, and they never got to say, you know, I'm sorry, or never resolved it. I mean, these type of things happen. I mean, I pray that it doesn't happen to none of us, but these type of things happen. And so you want to resolve it because, like Pastor Bennett was saying a couple of weeks ago, the enemy comes in and he tries to tear up, you know, all what you have built up, all of your relationship, and then the devil will come in and try to tear up. So none of us is without fault, and I'm just so thankful for the love of God, that love hides a multitude of faults.
Yes,
and God is always working on us and working with us. And I just, the thing that helps me the most, if God is patient with me, then I got to be patient with my mate.
Amen.
Because he said that if you do not forgive men their trespasses, God will not forgive you or yours.
Jesus.
And I think about years and years where God had to work with me, you know, to be humble. And so I had to learn to be, you know, more loving, more kind, you know, and it's not a natural thing for most men. You know, most men, they think, oh, I got to be macho, you know, but the thing is, to be in Christ, you have to be humble. So it's a whole process.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lauren, for chiming in here on the topic. Let's talk about it as we are on the topic of being unequally yoked and yoked, especially in a marriage. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all, I'm not going to be on here long with you all, unless it's something you all want to talk about moving forward here. Or we're going to wrap up here shortly here. But I just want to say this, especially when it comes out of marriage, because I'm married myself, and there are difficult times. And sometimes I have to get with myself and understand. To myself and say, okay, what is really going on here? You know, because we can't just say, you know, we trust God and God, you know, God is in control. And then a moment something doesn't go our way or something is not being said the correct way, that we lose it and we forget who we are in Christ. And that goes for husband, that goes for the, you know, goes for the wife as well, that we all got to remember, even when the other one is acting out, not to allow them in the way that they're acting to influence us to enter into that same darkness that they are operating in, but to stay in light, amen, to stay in that place of lightness and say, you know what, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to truly let God have his way, as difficult as it is, because I know some people can be, they like to provoke. Some people in the marriage, they would like to provoke you to get into that place so they're not the only ones acting up and acting out. So, or being able to just point the finger back and forth. But again, if we're in Christ and Christ is in us, we're able to see and identify the work of the enemy and not allow the enemy to come in to destroy what God has put together. If we are equally yoked, but if we're unequally yoked, guess what? Each and every time, you're going to allow the enemy to destroy what you have and to tear down until it comes to nothing, because guess what? The Bible says, tells us not to be unequally yoked, and that we cannot walk together unless we agree. Or you'll find yourself trying to drag somebody along. You're trying to uproot something that it cannot be uprooted. You're just wasting your time. So again, if we are equally yoked with someone, we'll be able to get back in that place of loving, being able to forgive and say, okay, I know you had a moment. And, you know, it's very important that when those times come up, that we go to God before we go to anger, before we go to, you know, retaliation, before we go to gossip or any of that, but just going to God and saying, Lord, help me. Help me and show me if this is not for me, Father God. Because God will start to show you. He will start to reveal those things and say, my daughter, you know, I have you in this, but this is not what I called you to. And this is why you keep having this same problem over and over again. My son, this is why. This is why, because if you can't get back to loving, because God is about love. We have been commanded. He said, Jesus said, I leave you with this commandment to love you one another. Love your neighbors like yourself. Man, love your wife, Christ of the church. That did not mean beat her down. That does not mean cuss her out. Does not that mean for you to try to lord over her or control her
or demand that she do any of this. It's to love her. And if you are loving that woman like Christ loved the church, I'm here to tell you, as a woman of God, I will give and pour into you great and mighty. All you got to do is be good to me. I'm going to be great to you. And a lot of women just want you to do that. Love your wife. And that's lacking. That's lacking in a lot of marriages that, you know, and then some men don't know how to love. It's easy to say, I love you. But when it comes to love is an action word. I don't care how you try to say, no, it ain't. I've heard people say in the body of Christ, oh, love is not an action word. How are you going to say love is not an action? Because the Bible says God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. If sending somebody is not an action, if God didn't do anything and just say, I love you, and nothing was done, how can you tell that God loves you? Oh, God said he loved me, and he didn't do nothing. How can you believe that's love? If God said it, and nothing happens. Everything, when God said something, guess what? Something happened. So when he said it, he did something. Something came out of it. There was something that was birthed in it. And we're talking about love. A lot of people don't know how to love, and they're getting into relationships saying, I love you, but they don't have no love. So now guess what? We are unequally yoked because you don't know how to love, but you're good at saying, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. I think Twan wanted to say something. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you said it. I pressed one, and by the time I pressed one, you were just saying it, because my question was going to be, so whenever you find out you are unequally yoked, my thing is, even in relationships, I've had to deal with, if I feel like somebody is equally yoked, one, praying about it to see where they're equally yoked, you know, what's my part to do, what I should do, how I should go about it. And a lot of times I'm left with, I ask myself the question, you know, God, is what is my actions that I, or what I feel, or what I'm about to do or wanting to do, does it give me the glory, or does it give you the glory? Because if it gave me the glory, I would choose to, you know, block, or I would choose to leave. But I know that my goal is to do what gives God the glory. And sometimes it may be to stick it out, or, you know, it's some things I need to work on, or some things that I need to do. So for a testimony later to help somebody else, you know, to get through. And that's how God would get the glory. So that was my question. You know, how do you deal with being unequally yoked once you find it out? Because I catch myself a lot of times going to the Bible for references to see how to handle certain things, you know, or if it's a friend or if it's a family member that I'm like, okay, well, you know, I feel like we are equally yoked. So, you know, what do I do about this, God? Is it for me to do anything, you know? And so I always remember the verse Matthew 18, when it says, mm-hmm. about a brother or sister, go to them and talk to them, mm-hmm. you know, and go just between you two. But if y'all can't come to agree, then, you know, so it's basically, so be it, you know, but still love them. Go about your separate ways, but, you know, still, you still have a duty to love people, you know. It may be from afar, though, sometimes, so.
Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you for chiming in. You know, and it's so important when we get back to love, you know, because when we enter into, some people don't believe this, and some have come to experience this, that everybody that says, Lord, 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 or in the church, believe it or not, you have some people that don't believe, and they're sitting right next to you, and they're dissecting the word of God to find that it's not true, trying to find the untruth in it, going, okay, wait a minute. And they're having, and some that are in the pulpit that don't have the faith that they preach, they don't have the love that they preach, and so people are being hurt. And the reason why I say this is because if we're in church and we're searching, and we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, and we in church and we meet someone that's in the building, Amen. But they don't have the church on the inside, which is Christ, because we are the church, right? So we're in the building. So you meet somebody that's in the building that is not mature in Christ. They're trying to find themselves, and they're operating with unbelief. And then you end up getting yoked up with somebody that is operating with unbelief. And then you, a believer yourself, then you find yourself unequally yoked, though it's not spoken by the person, but the way that they're living, the way that they're, how they move, okay, how they move and what they say, you can tell that you are not the man or woman of God that you say you are by the way that you live your life, the way that you present everything is not of a Christ-centered, a Christ-believing person. You know, when you look at that person and go, wait a minute, how are they really living? Yeah, you're in church. Yes, you know the scripture. Yeah, you know the song. But you yourself, when you come out of the building, when you come out the building, you leave everything there in the building. What I mean by that is that everything that was said, everything that was sung, you leave it in the building and you begin to live another life. And people are looking at how you talk and how you walk and how you move and everything. Now you can see, okay, wait a minute, you're not who you have portrayed yourself to be. You're not who you represented yourself to be. You said that you were a man or woman of God, but yet and still your mouth is filthy. You're quick to break down. You're quick to tear up. You're just ready. I mean, you got some people, they just ready to destroy something with their mouth. They're ready to destroy something with their hand. They're ready to destroy it right away before they're ready to figure out how can we keep this thing? How can we continue to have it to grow and to build it? That's what happens when you're unequally yoked with someone. Like I said, whether in a marriage, a friendship, a relationship, you have to watch people's actions, what they say and how they move, I'm telling you, because it will say a whole lot about that person before you get involved with them in business or in a marriage or in a friendship and think you're about to have something that's going to prosper, that's going to grow, and you realize I am unequally yoked with my friend. That's my best friend. I love her, but we're always crashing heads. She's this way and that. And some people have just decided, I have a friend, I have, you know, that I hang out with, and they're not believers. They don't believe. They always got something to say about Christ in a negative way. We're not supposed to be around those people. We're not supposed to be connected to those people or marrying somebody that does not believe in God and that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that don't believe in the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to be in a marriage with those people. You're going to always have conflict and problems that is coming. The Bible tells us the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Believe it or not, you can be married to the one that has been sent by Satan to kill you, to destroy you, to steal from you. You got to be careful and understand who you've been called to be equally yoked with, and not to be yoked up with someone that's not equally yoked, that does not have the same mind, that is not in the body of Christ. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. And we got to love. Amen. And some people, like Swan said, we have to love even family. That, look, we didn't pick our family out. We didn't have, you know, people was in the lineup and said, let me get that one. Let me get that one for an aunt. Let me get that one for a dad. Oh, let me get that mom over there. What she got? Okay, let me have that one. No. We didn't get to pick our family members in the lineup. So some of, even our family, we have to cut ourselves off from them in a way of such, not saying I'm better than you, but this is my walk, and I understand you don't believe and this ain't for you, but I'm going to be praying that one day you come to Christ and that you have a relationship with God, the Father and the Son, for yourself. And see, I'm going to tell you about it, but at the same time, if you don't receive it, then you have to come to a point where you just dust your feet off. You got to really just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to dust my sandals off, and I'm going to keep it moving. I love you. I do. And if you're thirsty, I give you water. If you're hungry, I give you something to eat. But me and you, we can't do anything together. Amen. Let's talk about it. Anybody else want to have something to say? Mama, I noticed you're quiet on the line today. God bless you, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I really don't have anything to say. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You said you don't really have nothing to say today?
No, I don't have anything to say. I just came on to listen. Of it, but I understand the equally yoke, and I was reading as you was reading it in the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Good feedback from both you and Torn and Reverend, and this Minister Green.
All right. Minister Green,
Oh, yeah. I got feedback and listened to what y'all was saying and enjoying this listening, sitting back listening and inhaling.
Amen. 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 Well, God bless you, Mama. Thank you for tuning in
God
today.
Bless you too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. It's been a pleasure being here on the line today as we, you know, we deal with things, seen and unseen things in our life. Sometimes people see it, sometimes people don't, and we're dealing with our own issues and whatever it is behind closed doors in our relationships, whether it be with our children or our spouses, you know. And all I can say is that I encourage you on today is just to, you know, go to God with it. You know, and surround yourself with like-minded people, amen, that can help you get over that hurdle, whatever it is, to be able to be your strength, amen. You don't want to have conversations with the wrong people that's just going to make matters worse. You want to be able to have someone that's going to say, my brother, my sister, you know what, we're going to pray about this thing, we're going to trust God, but at the same time, allowing you to vent, allowing you to get those things out, you know, not one thinking themselves better than the other, because we all go through something at some level of capacity, some more than others, some now, some later, you know, but, you know, remember that we've been called to love one another. And if God has called you to that person and that person to you, you should be able to clear every hurdle that's in your way together. Amen. Operating in love. Are we going to agree on everything? No, but we can come to agreement. Doesn't mean we're going to agree on everything, but we can come to an agreement of understanding. And once we have that understanding, we can flourish. We can blossom. Hallelujah. And we can help others, you know, to come to that same agreement and understanding so that we can walk together and be that help that we've been called to each other to be in this life. Amen. We have not been called to live this life alone at all. Amen. So we just thank God for his plan, you know, to give us a hope in the future and an expected end, that as God has called us to be one, we're all part of Christ's body. We're unified in Christ. And as long as we have Christ, again, not going to bed angry, and many of us do, we'll go weeks, even months, you know, at a time, you know, being angry and shut down and having a hard time, you know, getting back in that place. And sometimes even when you told the other one right away, you know, I forgive you, let's work this out. Not allowing, because if you allow the enemy to get in, if you give him a little way, he's going to come in and wreak havoc on everything. He's not going to say, oh, that's off limits, I'm not going to mess with that. No, he's coming in to tear up everything he can tear up. He's coming to destroy, he's coming to kill it. He's coming to take it all away from you, everything that you don't even see, the blessings that God has stored up for you, that's right there. You're right there. You're right there. You're just turning into it. You're a block away from it. You're right there. And the enemy is trying to stop you from receiving everything that God has for you, that's before you, that you have now and what's to come. And so we just have to go to God. We have to really go to God and say, Lord, I surrender, you know, and not moving too fast and not moving too slow. Because if God say wait, then we need to wait. If God say go, we need to go. And not wait and say, wait a minute, is God really saying, you know, wait? Is God really telling me to go? We have to be prompt in our move. We have to be obedient to what God is calling us to. And understand, just because I ask God say leave it right now, doesn't mean he's not going to bring it back to you. He may say leave it right now, I'm cutting it off, I'm going to clean it up, I'm gonna fix what's broken in this person, and then I'm going to bring them back to you. If not the same, made new. Hallelujah. Made new, completely new, because sometimes we're trying to hold on, and God's saying, I'm going to take this away for a little while, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to fix that that's broken. So when I bring it back to you, and I tell you to go back like he did, Hosea to Gomer, when he said, go back and marry her now, she was a different person. She was not the same because he hedged her in, brought her back to him, her first love, which was God. She couldn't go to her lovers. She couldn't go, you know, that was buying her this and buying her that and giving her this, and she was just out there. So, again, it is my prayer that we that are in the body of Christ, and I believe all on the line today that we are believers and we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, knowing that all that we need shall be added unto us, even in our relationships. That means we're going to seek God, even when times are rough in our relationships. And then to hear from God is my prayer, that we'll be able to hear from God, that God will remove every spiritual deafness, that we'll be able to hear from God and not our, just ourselves speaking, but to hear from God and do what God has called us to do. Amen. And let God have his way. If there's anyone on the line today that is in need of prayer, we want to pray for you at this time. Please press 1. Amen. And we're going to wrap up here on today. Hallelujah. I hope you all enjoyed today's topic. Let's talk today's topic here, and let's talk about it, about being unequally yoked. Hallelujah. Being unequally yoked and what that looks like in our marriage, and to love one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Looks like we have someone that wants to speak or is in need of prayer. God bless you. The last 4 digits of your phone number is 8626. God bless you. Welcome.
Sean.
Hey, Sean. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this evening?
I'm okay.
Amen.
Just need some prayer.
Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Is it anything in particular you want to pray about, or you just want us to pray?
I'm putting the pressures up again.
Oh, okay. Well, let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, lifting up your daughter, Sean, on today. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just touch her body right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh, God, that you will, Lord, release healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a healer, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that healing spring up right now, and let our blood pressure normalize itself, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We dip your full mind, body, soul in the blood of the, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We decree in the have the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you, amen, sanctifies you, redeems you, amen, heals you, and makes all things new in you and for you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you and all that you love and all that you have and will have. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So Lord, we ask right now in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would divinely intervene in the life of your daughter, Sean, and turn it all around for her good. And we thank you, Lord God, for her healing. We call you healed, Sean. We call you blessed. We call you delivered from everything that's not of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare healing. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sean. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk About It. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Was there anyone else on the line in need of prayer on today as we close out? Amen. Hallelujah. You all, it's been real good on today. I thank God for you. If you're here in the Houston area, we have a play coming up on March 30th. It's called The Hood Is Up. Showtime is 8 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, get your tickets by going on to www.thegoodcomedy.com. Again, that's www.thegoodcomedy.com to purchase your tickets for March 30th. I look forward to seeing you all there. We're back here on Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be with us and be ready to talk about it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Again, I am your host, T. Chantel, Houston, Texas. God bless you. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice.